The True Vine Charismatic Church International presents our weekly audio podcast with Reverend Tete Jangma. Let this message fill you with the Word of God.
Today I'm preaching on the topic, The Path to His Glory. I'm starting this series and we'll gradually be cruising towards the Easter. So I'm teaching on the topic, The Path to His Glory. And I'd want everybody to pay attention to the message and endeavor to apply the message to your life. Don't let it be one of those messages that you subtract yourself from and feel that this is for a special group of people. The Bible says you are special. It says you are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, wherefore you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Can you turn to the one near you and tell the person you are very special in the eyes of God? Or can you tell that to six more people? Please rise and go and tell somebody else that you are very special in the eyes of God. You are not an ordinary person. You are not a commonplace person. You are a very special person. And this understanding must go deep into your spirit and your psyche. Would you kindly turn with me to the book of Exodus chapter 33? Exodus chapter 33. We'll start reading from verse 14. My key verse will be verse 18 and thereabout. But let's start from 14. And he said, my presence shall not go with thee, and I will give thee rest. And he said unto him, that's God talking to Moses. And Moses replied to God, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. Moses is a very bold man. Verse 16, for wherein shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? Is it not in that thou goest with us? So shall we be separated, and I and thy people from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. Verse 17, and the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. Look at verse 18. And he said, that is Moses, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. Listen to verse 19. And he said, I will make all the goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and I'll be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. The title once again is The Path to His Glory. So let's attempt definitions of the word glory from various root meanings. Number one, the word glory in the Latin is the word gloria. We have used the name gloria so much that it sounds like English now. But the word gloria is a Latin word which represents the word glory, and it simply means fame or renown. Fame or renown. So fame is your name spreads fast, and almost everybody knows you. And when you become a person of renown, you become a person of importance. You are elevated and people know you, and they can identify with you. Number two is the Hebrew word for glory is kabod or kavod. K-A-B-O-D or K-A-V-O-D. I'm used to kabod. Kabod means something that is important. That thing is distinguished. That thing is not commonplace. Number two, kabod means weighty, as opposed to something that is light weighted. This one is heavyweight. Number three meaning of kabod is majesty. It's talking about glory. It's talking about honor. When you think about majesty, you think about a king. You think about his kingdom. You think about the splendor and the beauty and the glory around him. Number four, it means respect. So kabod or kavod means respect. In other words, when this glory settles upon you, God himself causes men to respect you. You don't fight for it. You don't beg for it. You just stay your cool and people recognize that and give you that honor. And number five, kabod means boasting. Apostle Paul said, if there is any boasting, I will boast in the Lord. In other words, God will do things for you when you stand to talk. People will clap for God. I didn't hear an amen. In other words, you'll be like a salesman who is marketing the name of God. And as the sentences and statements come out of your lips, there will be things that people cannot but just glorify God about. Can I see you brag and boast on God through your clap and shout? So we have looked at the Latin meaning of the word gloria. We have just looked at the Hebrew meaning of the word glory. And number three, we are looking at the Greek meaning of the word glory. It's doxa, D-O-X-A, doxa. Doxa means the glory which appears. Doxa means the glory which manifests. So that suggests to us that there are two types of glory. The first type of glory is what we call latent or dormant glory. Latent or dormant glory. And the second is what we call manifest glory. Latent or dormant glory, number one, and number two is manifest glory. What is latent glory? Every child of God who is born again has glory. Can I hear an amen? I don't like your response. I said, every child of God who is born of the Spirit of God has glory. If you have glory, then do a glorious shout. Let me hear. Everybody. You have glory. Your children have glory. Your grandparents who are alive have glory. I have glory. Everybody has glory. Can I hear an amen? So there's nobody here listening to me who has no glory. Everybody has glory. But the glory we have is a dormant glory for most of us. It's a potential glory. It's a glory that is sitting quietly like a seed in the soil, and it is yet to germinate. Look at what Jesus said. Jesus said in John chapter 17 verse 5, some people came like attacking his ministry or arguing with him. And in John 17 verse 5, Jesus said, "And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was." Oh, Father, they are arguing with me. Oh, Father, they are resisting my honor and questioning my glory. I pray that, oh, Father, now glorify me. Let the glory manifest. Especially the glory which I had with you before the world was made, which was dormant. Oh, I didn't hear an amen. Let me hear a better amen. So one glory was before the foundation of the world for Christ, which is the dormant glory. And the other glory is the revealed glory that Christ was asking for. Christ was asking for the manifest glory. And suddenly, the voice of God was audibly heard from the skies. "I have glorified thee, and I will glorify thee." Can I prophesy to you? God says, I should tell you, he has already glorified you. And he will glorify you. How do I know he has glorified you? Because the Bible says, them that he did foreknow, he did predestinate. That is, he did ordain ahead of time. And them that he did predestinate, he called. Them that he called, has he also justified. And them that he justified, has he also glorified. So before you became a tiny speck in the womb of your mother, before you were conceived as fetus in the womb of your mother, God had already chosen you, predestinated you, he had sanctified you, he had separated you, and he has already glorified you. I cannot pastor an unglorified people, because God has called me to pastor the glorified people. Oh, I'm not hearing an amen. You may have challenges today, but you are glorified. You may not have enough finances to you today, but I declare to you, you are really glorified. You may be battling with matters concerning accommodation and job, but I say you are very highly glorified. And I'm praying that that glory that has been sitting with you, that has been dormant inside you, may that glory appear as you hear the word of God. The Bible says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. So there's glory inside you. Put your hands on your chest and say, the glory of God is inside me. And by the close of this teaching, the glory shall appear. Oh, some of you, your glory has started showing, because understanding is coming to you. Your faces are looking brighter than when you came in. Oh, I didn't hear an amen. If the garments of Christ were shining, I say, as you hear the word, may your garments shine. If the face of Christ on Mount of Transfiguration shone, I declare to you, may your face also shine. May God change you. May God transform you. May you be transfigured. May you metamorphose from one state of glory to another state of glory. May the people that saw you yesterday, when they see you today, may they realize something is shining in your life. May they realize something has changed suddenly. Oh, may they say, but did you not turn this age last week? And how come you are looking so young and fresh? Oh, I want you to shout. Shout like you are glorified. Shout like you are glorified. So your glory is independent of geographical location. If God has a purpose to transfer you to another geographical location, then that's different. But as I'm speaking now and you are hearing me, your glory cannot be compromised. Nobody can sit on your glory. Nobody can fight your glory. Nobody can hinder your glory. I said nobody can restrict your glory. Your glory is established in Christ. And you need to be hearing the word of God and getting understanding for this glory to appear. So the Greek word for glory, oh, come on. God bless you. God bless the three of you. God bless you. Come on, put your hands together. They are tapping into the glory present. They are accessing the glory present by their offering. Now, there is this glory in us which is yet to be revealed. I said this glory, the world will see it before you depart from the earth. Your amen is as if your mind is distant from here. Romans 8:18 says, for I reckon. Reckon is an accounting word. It's as if I'm taking stock. I have taken stock. I have considered the ups and downs about the whole thing. This is my conclusion. For I reckon that the sufferings of the present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. The added you to the number that was being downsized from the workplace, and since then you haven't had any means of income to cater for your family. The Bible says the glory that is to be revealed in you cannot be compared with the inconveniences. I'm not seeing you clapping. There are some people who are always gossiping about you. They are criticizing you. They are talking about you. And they are trying to place blockades in your way and undermining you to other people so they don't favor you. The Bible says, for the glories that are to be revealed in you, cannot be compared with the disadvantage, with the sufferings that you are going through. If you believe the word properly, your clapping will supersede everybody else's clapping. It will not be a normal clap. You will clap to believe that you believe, and that you know that you know that you are already blessed and glorified. Oh, some people are not clapping. Are you? Hey. Your things were thrown out of that accommodation because the owner of the property wanted his property back. I said, the glory that is to be revealed in you cannot be compared. Cannot be compared. Somebody insulted you at a family meeting, and the person has taken it upon his or herself to antagonize you and to fight you and to make you feel you are nobody. It's okay. The glory that is to be revealed in you cannot be compared with that attitude, negative attitude of that person. I wish I were not holding a microphone. Otherwise, I will clap and it will sound in America. You haven't seen anything yet of True Vine Charismatic Church International. Wait till you see our day of manifestation. Wait till you see Masundarabashaya. I am telling you that the glory that is to be revealed, people around you cannot stand it. It is those who sincerely love you that will come and embrace you, that will come and identify with you. You are so blessed that God wants to glorify you. Those who sacked you from wherever they sacked you to inconvenience you have made a big mistake, because you are coming back great. You are coming back better. You are coming. You are coming back. You are coming back in the mainstream by the power of God. Divorce does not define your life. Oh, being jilted does not define your life. So that suicide is not an option at all. Because the glories that are to be revealed cannot be compared. They may withdraw the privileges from you. They may even try to encroach upon your rights. But I want to tell you that the day God leaves you like Joseph, they will come and bow in your presence. Glories are coming. Glories are coming. Glories are appearing. I call forth that anybody listening to me, may your glory appear speedily, 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 accelerated by the power of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Don't be surprised when you see me on some platforms preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Don't be surprised when I'm being ushered on a red carpet somewhere. Don't be surprised. The same is going to happen for you. I said the same is going to happen for you. Wherever you were rejected, you are going to be accepted. You know, restoration is bigger than the original one. The Bible talks about twofold restoration and sevenfold restoration. I choose the two. Oh, you are not getting what I'm saying. If at a point God sees that I need two, I want it. If at another point God sees that I need seven, I accept the restoration. If at a point God wants to give me a combination and the cumulative of the seven and the two, then I accept the nine. What are you accepting now? Oh, you are not even clapping. You are not shouting. There is restoration. I said there is restoration as a part of the glory of God. This is not how you be forever. They can insult you for now. But hold your peace. Don't curse anybody. Don't argue with anybody. Don't be angry with anybody. Because you have a prophecy of glory upon your life. You may go into a meeting and say, the prophet didn't call me. He called others to pray for them. But the reason why you are hearing me is that I'm standing in my prophetic oil. You're not getting what I'm saying. And I'm declaring to you that you are glorified. The days of shame are over. The days of reproach are over. The days when you felt you are small are over. Gideon is about to be raised to lead Israel. Although he was afraid and he was treading his grains. Where grape juice was produced. I said that Gideon in you is about to appear. Oh, I like that. I like women empowerment. I do. But the empowerment of the word supersedes every empowerment. Oh, come on, shout, shout, shout. I said shout, 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 shout. For I reckon that the sufferings of the present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Sometimes I say, oh, why did our parents not live a little longer? Because for some of us, our parents struggled for us. They stood for us. They endured and deprived themselves and sacrificed things for us. And we wish they would have been around so that there would be testing of the first fruits of our glory. But you didn't hear an amen. I'm telling you, don't die too quick. Stay, because you will be glorified and your children will be even the more glorified. I didn't hear an amen. So stay. So they buy the air tickets for you. Stay. I say stay. So they buy a vehicle for you and get a driver for you. So you are chauffeur driven. I say stay. So they change your accommodation for you. Come on, come on, come on. When the glory comes, your address will change. Church. Oh, today you are clapping very well. It is one thing to carry the glory of God, and it is another thing to manifest the glory of God. Let me say it again. It is one thing to carry the glory of God. So you're a carrier of the glory, just as somebody can be a carrier of the HIV virus. You are a carrier of the glory. But it's a completely different thing for the glory to manifest in your life. When the glory manifests, people cannot tell whether you are retired or in gainful employment. They cannot tell. They will try to guess your age, but they will be close, but they may not get it, because your youth will be renewed day by day by day. As the years, so shall your strength be, in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says that we don't get stagnant at one level of glory. For we are transformed from one level of glory to another level of glory. So last year's glory was very good, but it is past. You don't seem to agree with me. This year's glory will be different from last year's glory. In fact, your glory for last month was great and tremendous, but this month's glory will supersede the glory of... Is somebody say amen at all? Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse number 18. It says, but we all with open face, under the Old Testament, their faces were covered by a veil. When Moses returned from his 40 days and 40 nights of being in the presence of God in the mountain, and so they beheld everything in that veil. But the Bible says, but with an open face, we are beholding us in a glass, the glory of God, and are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. And we are changed from glory to glory as by the Spirit of God. And we are changed from glory to glory as by the Spirit of God. So you have to be in close touch with the Spirit of God. You have to be in close contact with the Spirit of God. That you are meditating on His Word, studying His Word, speaking His Word, believing His Word, praying and worshiping. And for some of us, we take the time of worship as an ordinary moment. You must change that attitude of yours. Because if you do that, a great moment will be reduced to an ordinary moment for you. Yeah. When I say let's clap in a moment of power, better clap in that moment of power to God. Oh, I thought you would clap in the moment of power. Yes, it's a moment of power. And you are accessing the grace in that moment of power. Oh, may the Lord honor you. May your clapping not be in vain. May the praise that you are giving to God never be in vain. May God see it. May God hear it. May the Lord be pleased with it. And may the Lord provide all your needs in the name of Jesus. Shout amen, shout amen, shout amen. You know, there's some glory in kindergarten school. And when our children do well, we are very happy. Because it's a glory. Then there's a glory in the basic level, at the primary school. So that one is higher than the kindergarten. Then there's another glory at the secondary school level. And when your word passes and is admitted to a higher institution, you are very happy and you tell people that, oh, God has done it again. Then there's another glory in the first degree. Are you getting me? So just as there are different levels of glory when you are looking at the academic ladder or to the pinnacle of the academic ladder. The same way in the Spirit of God, if you don't take care, you will remain at kindergarten level of glory. God forbid. Assuming you were looking for a job and you had a kindergarten certificate, he said, "Oh, I completed kindergarten with scholarship. I had A in everything, summa cum laude." The panel will laugh. In fact, you might not even be shortlisted for the interview because you have a very good kindergarten qualification. If they give you the kindergarten pay, you won't survive. It will get finished in 2 days. So you need to go to a higher level. You need to transition. And that is what the faith is about. So you can't be in the house of God and not be growing in the knowledge of God and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because the knowledge of God has a direct correlation to glories that appear in your life. The knowledge of the Word of God will prompt you to worship, and it will prompt you to pray. So the knowledge of the Word of God will prompt you to seek the face of God, and that will add further to your glory. So you look at your life and say, since I joined that ministry, my life has changed. Oh, come on, put your hands together. Something has changed in my life. My children are doing well. You say it. We didn't have accommodation of our own, but now we have bought land and we are developing something. Oh, come and put your hands together. The one who will clap very well, may God visit you now. Yandara basile rebeke. Yimandiri bikia sakata, shandara bakia stakataya. Yebiano soyo brosh telereva bandara basia. Manikia basusto yo bro kabadaya. Oh, we thank you. We bless you, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we still continue talking about the path. Today is just the introduction. Talking about the path to the glory of God. Moses was invited to the top of the mountain by God, and God was to commune with him. You must spend time with God. When you walk out of the closet and you get to town or your office or school, people notice a change even on your face. All this talk about some people have put cobwebs on your face. I'm not denying that there may be spiritual attacks. But when will you stay in the presence of God for that fire of God to consume little cobwebs? Every time they tell you that Abunsan Kenukwe Hohe, no one no blushing, hilarious. When would this thing be taken from your face? It's just a matter of staying in the presence of God. Oh, I didn't hear an amen. Somebody will tell you you need deliverance, but after deliverance, you need to be maintained. It's like surgery. After surgery, you need to be managed so that you don't get infection and have a bad relapse of the challenge. So you need understanding. You need it. You need the understanding. They can pour the oil on you. It may work at that moment, but you have to maintain it. Oh, come on, put your hand. $500,000 can be given to you now, but in about 7 years, you'll be shocked what will happen to you. Especially if the glory is not there. Having to see some people who started and they had big shops and big companies in town, and some of the things have collapsed. Oh. I'm thinking about somebody who started a bank. You know it. In the country, the bank is no longer existent. He was voted by his colleagues as number one. And I'm not glorying in that. And it was beautiful to read that his colleagues chose him as the personality of the year, CEO of the year. And he won it not once, not twice, because he was skilled. He had understanding of the banking terrain. But a small wind blew. I hear some preachers say, you don't need Christ to prosper. You don't need to give tithe and offering before you prosper. When the wind blows, we'll see. Because the Bible says the rain will come down and the floods will form. It is sad to start life and have excellent salaries and with nice perks and allowances, and then at your latter stages, you can't even find your feet. It's better when it's the other way around. Come on, put your hands together. Although your beginning was small, your latter end shall greatly increase. I'm prophesying the word to you. Although your beginning was small, I'm declaring your latter end, and the latter end of this ministry shall greatly prosper. So you can't beat a guy with glory. We used to know some footballers who played in the World Cup for England, and they became popular, and they were Paul Gascoigne, and everybody was Gaza. And if he went to UK, the newspaper said Gazamania, and every child bought that jersey with that number, and the guy made millions of pounds. But if you read the recent history of Paul Gascoigne, Gazamania, it's nothing to write to my pal. Mark the upright man. His end is peace. Creditors do not come chasing him when he's 70 years and 80 years old. You cannot live as a Christian without working, allowing the cooperating with the Holy Spirit to allow the glory to manifest. You don't come well away someone. Yeah, sorry in there. Hey, boy, pa, yeah, sorry, no. Unihina. Yeah, mitrinu, eradi glory ni kakra be kano. Obeon se. Me preachy what you mu wa demuha. Ebeye mungwango kra. Those who want to laugh at me, just laugh. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Can you clap for the Lord? Today I'm excited. If we are preaching the true gospel, then it will take somebody from the street, bring the person to the house of God. If we continue teaching the gospel, it will change the person. It will transform the person. It will transfigure the person. And the things that the person didn't have, it will set the person back on course. And the things will start happening one after the other. If you have to go back to school, God will prompt you. If you have to apply for a certain program, God will prompt you. God will prompt you where there's an opening for job. God will keep prompting you. And above all, when that oil of blessing falls upon you, it will fall upon your children. As for that, I can assure you. We cannot serve God, and the unbeliever does not serve God. And at the end of the day, our children will become wayward and backward and are on drugs. No way. If you have time to intercede and drive out the demons from your house, there will be left no demon to make somebody live an immoral life. A drunkard, so life is being wasted. In the house, get the share. If I need you 45, she ye need your mammy, she and kebe, I jam of yamo. No. No. Can I hear an enemy? Can I hear? I said, no. That is not going to be the lot for our children. Isaiah says, for I and the children that thou hast given to me are for signs and wonders. Where your feet couldn't tread on, your children will go beyond. But in the meantime, you will also tread on the grounds that your father and mother could not tread on. It's not enough to be going and coming to church. No! When you go there, make sure that some of the glory is smeared on you. Yes. Plunge yourself into the glory. Don't act as if, oh, as for you there, you look good and very attractive. And you, the day before you saw your, pedicurist and manicurist, they have done everything for you. I saw him as a buffet hell. And well, he now a forward, didn't you? I say, you have finished with your glory. Hey, that's glory in the flesh. It's not a bad idea. But if you remain that way, you will find that even your skin will not be able to hold your body. Oh, come on. But when you stay in the present, your beauty will be of greater value. There's nothing wrong with knowing somebody in a political party. Yeah, who can connect you? But the greatest person to be connected to first is God. Because promotion cometh not from the east, which is NDC. No, from the west, which is MPP. But it cometh from above. It cometh from above. Your MP will leave office. Your DCE will leave office. But God is always in office. Oh, come on, clap, clap for the Lord. Tell the next person, don't be afraid when you have to retire. Tell the next person, don't be afraid. Because the glories that are to be revealed in you, don't come home and live that life and wear Joe singlet with the holes in the Joe singlet. As a man, you go and sit under the neem tree and you're watching Dummy and they're playing draft and you're playing Sis Melusu. Our face ni be a I say your end shall be better than your beginning. What about the people here? I say your end, your end shall be far better than your beginning. I found relatives who had a lot. They were blessed. And when they were blessed, they didn't know God. And at the time, an adverse wind blew. It reduced them from the heights where they were and brought them low. And I kept asking questions. Why this phenomenon seemed to happen and occur in some of our families? But I realized there were men who served God. Like Abraham, they lived long and prospered. There were men like Isaac, they served God, they lived long and prospered. There were men like Jacob, they served God, they lived long and they prospered. When David started, there were times he had to go and beg for bread in the enemy's camp. But when he stayed with the Lord and the Lord prospered him, there was nothing he lacked before he died. In fact, he collected building materials for Solomon. A man that was fighting battles was able to gather things. You will gather things for your children. Profitable things. Oh, come on, put your hands together. So when we say let's fast, let's try and fast. Let's try. Don't decide, oh, they've brought the subject. No. Tell yourself, I'm part of it. Come. Yeminaya Beni wo bagbina anunyam le die chebapu. Oh, come on, clap. The glory is okay. The glory represents the presence of God and the power of God. Many times we restrict the glory to the presence. Oh, yes. But it also represents the power of God. Oh, I didn't hear an amen. So where the glory is, God just moves in and identifies his presence with the place. Then God releases his power over the person. When the person speaks in prayer, God listens and answers. So the glory represents his presence. God is there. He's here. He's with you. Wherever you go, he's with you. Even if you're on the wrong path, he's with you. How do I know? Balaam was not even an Israelite. And Balaam was not choosing a prophet of God. But he was doing prophecies for the people he followed. But God recognized he had a gift, only that he was situated in the wrong place. And when he had been invited to go and curse Israel, and he was on his way, God found a way of speaking to him. Even on the wrong path, God is with you. He will redirect you. He will bring you back to where you ought to be. Oh, shout a pure amen. I'm going to talk now about the nature of the glory of God. It looks like time is up. I'm going to talk about the nature. What's the nature of the glory of God? Number one, it is eternal. The glory doesn't fade with the demise of a person. The glory can remain on the house as long as the children continue honoring God. And it can be to the 10th and 20th generation. Oh, come on. Have you not read in the Bible that God glorified this prophet of God, Elisha, so much in his time that although his master did a set of miracles, he did twice if you count the miracles he did. And the man died, but the glory was still with his bones. And on that day where some people were going to bury the dead and a group of thieves, bandits, decided to attack those who were going to bury the dead, and they threw it out of fear, and the coffin landed on the tombstone of Elisha's grave, the Bible says the man rose up. The Bible said, don't seek for things that are of just earthly lifespan. Don't seek for things that can be corrupted. And the Bible says moth can eat it. Don't seek for things that are fleeting. They appear today and they are no more. You may have a nice car. In 20 years' time, come and show the car to me. It may be the latest model with the latest engine, tear rubber today. 20 years' time, come and show the car to me. You may have furniture, and it may set to be the latest furniture. 30 years' time, invite me to see that furniture. You will see some cuckoo nankaka inside the hall. But when the glory of God is upon you, somebody will visit you and say, sir, can we change your furniture for you? I was listening to a preacher and he says, don't be poor and remain unanointed. And don't be anointed and remain poor. In other words, if you are poor, the way out is to seek the anointing of God. Peter says, silver and gold have I. They didn't have anything. How much does it take to give a beggar something? 5 cedis? 10 cedis? 20 cedis? Peter and John didn't have it. Some of you sometimes like the enemy to make you feel sorry for yourself. And today I was coming to church, and while I was coming, I didn't even have anything. Peter and John, I'm here to. I'm here shilling. They came to Jesus and requested for him to pay tax. Jesus didn't have it. He asked, Judas Iscariot. Judas said there was no money. Then he said, go to the riverside and through the hook, the first fish you catch, open the mouth. There will be money inside the mouth. Jesus didn't have money. If he had, do you think he would have sent them to the riverside? No, he didn't have it. He didn't have it. David didn't have money to eat, and he pretended he was a madman and allowed spittle to run by the side of his mouth, and as if he was mad, and people gave him gifts. And when David got the food, he was hallelujah. David became normal instantly. Peter and John says, silver and gold have I none. But such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Listen to me. I don't have to be rich to pray for somebody to be rich. If the anointing is upon me, I will pray for a poor person and he will be a multi-millionaire. You don't have to have a child to pray for somebody who has challenges with fruit of the womb. Just the anointing can open the womb. Go and read about Abraham. His wife had a delayed childbirth. And he prayed. And all the women in the household of Abimelech, whose wombs were closed as a type of judgment because their king wanted to encroach upon Abraham's wife, their wombs were open. For those expecting the fruit of the womb, may your womb be opened to receive the baby. Oh, can you say amen? Even if you don't need, you say it for somebody. Say it for your children. Say it for your grandchildren. And even great grandchildren. A pastor doesn't have to own a house to bless people to build their homes. And that is the mistake you sometimes make. There are some pastors who haven't traveled anywhere, but when they bless you, you will travel. The blessing is from the Lord. It maketh rich and addeth no sorrows. Let me hear a good amen from you. So the glory of God is eternal. How do I know? Let's find one scripture, then I'll end. Psalm 104 verse 31. Psalm 104 verse 31. The glory of the Lord shall endure forever. Things will try to fight it. Things will try to resist it. People will try to build a dam against it. People will seek to stand in the way and say, we'll see where the glory will pass. He says he's called Joseph. We will see where he will be king. But the glory of the Lord shall endure forever. The Lord shall rejoice in his works. Endure forever means abide throughout the ages. The Bible says, seek for things which last. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. One part of the kingdom is his glory. Some of you be so prosperous that you will start sending some friends, some relatives, some money easily, 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 easily. Yeah, you'll be such a blessing. You may even be here and pay school fees, international school fees for some people abroad. Yeah, you've told them every time, Reverend Yah, that you live in a room where about how many of you were in the room? Five in the room. In the center of the city of Accra, at where? Jamestown. So they did shifting cultivation because one small room, those rooms are not big. But today, this person has gone to do a diploma in the university, has done a first degree in engineering, and has done a second degree in engineering. So he's now called Engineer Yao Amwaku. Ask the next person, what is your title? What is your title? The Speaker of Parliament says, I'm number three. What is your number? Listen to me. The works that you do, when God blesses you, you may even be in the food industry. Oh, can I hear an amen? And God will just bless the works of your hands. People will come and anoint you and call you Chef Tetejama. Reverend High, they are doubting my capabilities. Tell them. So God will just honor you. Shall we rise up? Oh, God bless you, sir. God bless you. See, the psalmist said, I rejoice at thy word like one who has found great spoil.